Ben Ray, happy holidays and welcome back to The Signal.
Happy holidays and thanks for having me back.
So once again, you came in here. I had to help you with the door because you've brought a giant pile of gorgeous books. And I think a good place to start is with the largest one of all. It looks crazy to me.
Yeah, it's taking up roughly about half the table and that's closed. We haven't even opened it yet. So we're talking about Basil Wolverton's Weird Worlds Artist Edition. This is a collection of artwork by the artist Basil Wolverton, probably most famous for his Mad Magazine contributions. He did a series for DC Comics called Plop that was pretty popular. This is kind of an overview of his work. So it's a selection of different periods of his stuff. And you can see how his artwork has kind of changed over the years. But the real charm is that if you take your Sunday newspaper, your old school Sunday, I feel like they've gotten smaller as I've gotten older. But if you take the old school Sunday newspaper broadsheet and you fold it out, that's about the size of this book. So
that's
you get the
perfect reference.
Yeah. So you have this huge hardcover book and it's an overview of his artwork. It's the pages themselves are photographs of the original pages that he did. So you can see his notes and his line works and his mistakes and his cover-ups and his fixes. And it goes back everything from his comic strips through like Powerhouse Pepper, Space Hulk, all the way up into he started doing like those really, he was famous for doing the spaghetti and meatball style caricature where like the eyes look like meatballs and people's hair all look like spaghetti. And he did a lot of that for Mad Magazine. And then as you get towards the back, you get so there's some pieces I've never seen before. There's also some of his religious work. He was a little bit of a religious person. He actually illustrated a Bible for an evangelical radio church that he was a part of. And so there's some really crazy illustrations. But it's the sort of book where, because his line work is so intense, like you're looking at this and you're just thinking to yourself, oh my God, this is just insane. Now, again, it is the size of a table, so you might...
But you'll need somewhere special to enjoy it.
Right. It's huge. You need you either need bookshelves or you need to figure out a way to turn this into a bookshelf and stack other books on top of it because it's that huge.
But for a fan, that's sort of like the holy grail of his work.
Yeah, it is. It's a limited edition. They only make so many of these. And then they're gone, and then they'll do another artist's edition of something else as well. But if you're into old Mad Magazine, if you're into weird sort of insane sort of caricatures and illustrations, this book is beautiful. It's amazing. It's a little on the pricier side, so it's a special gift for that special
someone who's been very, very good.
Right.
Well, here, this next thing, you've put these nice gift suggestion ideas for me on the list of books, but this one says it's for The Child with the Furrowed Brow.
So this is the existential coloring book. So, you know, if you know a kid that has that furrowed brow or that really intense look in their eyes, maybe introduce them to existentialism. Let them experience the nothingness. So this is a coloring book that features, you know, quotes from your different favorite existentialists. You have your Jean-Paul Sartre, you have your Camus, you have your Stephen Wright, your Woody Allen.
But it really is a coloring book.
Right, it is a coloring book. There's some activity pages. There's this portrait of Sartre, and it says, what is he thinking about? Draw it here, and there's a big bubble with nothing. And that's
nice.
Exactly what he's thinking about. But my favorite page, I think, if I can find it, is the existentialist connect the dot. Connect the dot to reveal the truth of existence. And it's one dot with the number one. So that's it
Very
right
nice.
There. Yes, there's all the truth to existence. So it's a fun gift for people that are into philosophy, existentialism, or kids that are a little too deep and heavy.
Yeah, I know a few of those.
Lighten up, kids.
Okay. Well, this gift is for the person with all the IKEA furniture.
Right. So we all know that person. You look around their house and clearly you can spot the IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
Or even if you can't, look for the wrenches. They're always around someplace. This is a novel called Horror Store. It's by Grady Hendrix. The book itself is a sort of haunted house concept novel, but it all takes place in a store in Cleveland called Orsk, which is obviously an IKEA store. But the book is designed to look like an IKEA catalog. And I don't know about you, but I cannot not pick up an IKEA catalog when I see
know,
it.
Even if you don't need anything.
Right. It's just, I don't know what it is about their design. but it also translates into their furniture. But you can't not pick it up and look at it. And this book has, so it does that, right? It has that IKEA catalog appeal. And it does these little neat things, like there's a store map layout in the front like there would be in a catalog. There are coupons in the back like there would be in the catalog. But in between all of that is this horror story that's kind of, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of a, it's a nice sort of, almost like Chuck Palahniuk Fight Club meets a haunted house in an IKEA type of story. Well, and there are pictures of like the fictitious furniture and things like that. So for anybody that's ever spent time in an IKEA, you know what a horror store that can be. So yes. Especially if you're there with someone you're in a relationship with, that can frequently go south fast.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and here we have something that's sort of a part two of a something that was a wildly popular hit, at, not only at your store, but here, I got a copy of it, and it's been very popular among my coworkers.
Okay, so you're talking about How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety, and I think that was last year's, one of my picks last year for the holidays.
Yes.
And so this year, the people that brought you How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety, they call themselves the American Association of Patriots. They've brought us How to Talk to Your Cat About Evolution. And what better time, really, than to address that than during the Christmas season, right?
Yes.
You've got the war on Christmas. You've got all of these terrible secular humanists that are trying to destroy Christmas. And so how do you protect your cat from the lie that is evolution? And so this is a how-to pamphlet. It's a zine. I've listed as my gift suggestion would be for the cat lady in your life or for the crazy uncle whose opinions always ruin the holiday dinner. It has sections like it'll ask a question and then it'll answer the question. So questions include, who are the enemies that seek to undermine my cat's faith in creationism? What are some of the things I can tell my cat to prove them that evolution is a myth? I feel secure knowing my cat recognizes the lie of evolution, but what about my neighbor's cat? Once my cat truly understands evolution is a lie, their soul is safe, right? There are six lessons that you can use to illustrate to your cat how evolution is a lie, one for each day of God's creation. It's pretty ingenious and it's pretty fun, it's got pictures of adorable cats amongst all the craziness.
That's crazy.
The first one, How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety, is easily the best-selling item of our store. Maybe in the history of our store. It's crazy.
How does that make you feel?
I love it because it's very funny. People can't find the people that have actually written this scene, so they send us hate mail when they're offended by it.
And, wow.
So that's fun. I've posted some of them on the items webpage on our site.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's
right. You won't hate it. You'll love it. Right. It's hilarious.
You should get it quick because right. They're selling like hotcakes.
They are selling like hotcakes.
Okay, so this is for the person who looks down their nose at this comic book nonsense, or for the person you wish would put down that comic book and try reading a book without pictures.
Okay, yeah, so this is called Multiverse, a Collection of Superhero Poetry. It's edited by Rob Sturma and Rick McIntyre. And I freely admit, as soon as I saw this book when I was unpacking it, I'm like, what the hell? And so I started thumbing through it, and I couldn't stop reading the titles of some of the poems out loud because I was like, okay, these poems actually, the titles of them sound promising. So with, I'm trying to open the book, but it won't open. With titles like Astro Boy Blues, The Tony Stark Handbook of Familial Love, Bizarro Hate Poem, there's Eight Arms to Hold You, which is pretty funny. The Flash Crashes My Father's Second Wedding, Bruce Wayne Wakes Up, Puny Human.
So it is literally superhero poetry.
Right. It's an anthology collection of superheroes, but the poems are actually really good. If the poems themselves weren't good, there would be no reason to talk about it. It's just a gimmick. But the poems are actually pretty entertaining, pretty smart. The people that are writing the poems actually know something about superheroes and are able to actually make them connect to everyday life and reality and humanity in a certain way with resonance, which is what a good poem should do.
Well, here's something that I know. I have some friends that are super fans of this guy right here.
So do I. We're talking about Haruki Murakami. And so he had a book come out earlier this year that was a hit. For us, it was a hit. And I'm pretty sure it was a New York Times bestseller called Colorless Tsukuru Tazaki and His Years of Pilgrimage. And that was his big, it was a hardcover. It was his big official sort of release. And then kind of quietly, this little book came out right at the beginning of December called The Strange Library. And this is a nice, first of all, you'll notice the design is a little different. It folds out like almost like a reporter's notebook.
Oh, yeah.
And then It's a novella, and it has a lot of interesting accompanying artwork done by the famed designer Chip Kidd. And the story is about this child that goes into this library and then just gets lost there. So it's a fun book. It's a novella. The design is exquisite. The artwork is nice. And a lot of people, I find a lot of people ask me where can they start with Murakami, because his books can be, I think one of his last books was a 2-volume novel set. So his books can be daunting, right? They can be large. They can be thick. I recommend The Strange Library as a great starting point. I mean, it's a fun read. The artwork is a nice accompaniment. Chip Kidd does a great job collaborating with Murakami on it. And it's a beautiful, nice little package.
Well, and we have a tradition here that we started a couple years ago where you always bring something either having to do with food or drink
right
here at The Signal. This time, we're going for the drink.
So what we're talking about is Tasting Whiskey, An Insider's Guide to the Unique Pleasures of the World's Finest Spirits by Lou Bryson. I know that people that drink liquor have different types of favorite liquors. Some people prefer clear liquors. I like my liquors dirty. I like my liquors to be brown. I like them to have some sort of character that's been infused by the aging process, as opposed to your vodkas, which are all about purity and being clean. And so this book is everything, basically it's everything you ever needed to know about whiskey. It's got your scotch, it has your bourbon, your rye, your Irish whiskey, your Canadian blended, and it even includes a lot of the Japanese whiskeys that are now starting to come up.
Yeah, getting very popular.
Yeah, they are, and they're winning awards, which is great. So it gives you a history of whiskey. It gives you these sort of sections on what these different types of whiskeys are. It gives you a bunch of different recipes. It's basically the whiskey Bible.
And that's kind of a nice thing that people do like to pour over these sorts of things. Pour over. Did you hear that?
that was good. I like that.
Well, plus, if you are a fan of this book or you're interested in whiskeys, you have a chance to maybe hook up with this author.
Right, and you can get copies of the book signed. He's going to be doing a discussion about the book that we're hosting with Blue Pit Barbecue. It's going to be at Blue Pit Barbecue on Union in Hamden on December 13th, this Saturday from 3 to 5. It's great because they are a whiskey bar as well as a barbecue joint. They have a fantastic selection of whiskeys, and you're going to have ample opportunity to talk about them, ask questions, listen to what Bryson says about whiskeys. He was a librarian, so he's
perfect.
Very good with people and you know, explaining things to people in a way that makes it easy to understand. So it'll be a fun day. It'll be and you'll have an opportunity to get copies of the book signed.
Wow.
For for gifts,
right.
or for yourself.
Right. And treat yourself. You have to do. That's part of what the season's all about, Ben.
One for you, three for me.
Well, thank you once again. I've done all my holiday shopping right here in the studio with you. I've got a bunch of ideas. We'll post all of these, of course, on our website. And thanks for sharing your ideas and your insights today again.
Sure. Thanks for inviting me over. Now if we can get an intern to help me lug this stuff out of here.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Signal, an original production of Your Public Radio in Baltimore.